Okay, let's get into the next Daf, Beitza Yerushalmi, Daf Tes, and we are up to the Mishnah of Beis Shammai Omrin. We are now into Mishnayis that we're used to in terms of Beis Hillel being the Makel and Beis Shammai being the Machmir, right? The first couple of Mishnayis we said it was the other way, and we said these are the only ones that are listed. We said maybe there are 24 cases. We had that a couple of Daf ago that Rabbi Meir said. There are 24 cases where Beis Shammai is Mekel, Beis Hillel is Machmir, and you know all the other cases that we have are the other way. So the Mishnah says Beis Shammai Omer Ein Molichinas Asulam Mishovach Lashovach. One is not allowed to take the sulam, the ladder. What's the issue here? You have a ladder that you want to go get a chicken. You want to go check the chicken on Yantif morning. So you want to take the ladder to put it next to the chicken coop to go get the chicken, and in that way take it down and shecht it and have it for lunch. So emolichet asulam, you can't take the ladder bishovach l'shovach. Why wouldn't you be able to take the ladder? So this is an issue of maris ayin. Says the Sefer Charedim, Mefarish B'Talmud Bavli, the Taima de Haroe Shehu Molicho Omer Latiach Gaga Hutzara. Right, they'll think that the you're going to you know fix your roof. You're going to do something that is not allowed on Shabbos on Yontif, and therefore because of that Marasayin, Beis Shammai does not allow it. But if it's already in the chicken coop and you're going from one window, you're just leaning it from one to the other, so then everybody will know that you're just using it for the shovach for the chicken coop. But again, you cannot go from one to the other from shovach to shovach. Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel is not worried about. Beis Hillel obviously holds to the principle of Maris Ayin, but he does not think that this is a real chash for this that you might come be coming to. People aren't going to think that. So that is number one. We know that Maris Ayin itself is a huge topic. We've discussed in the past the relationship between Maris Ayin and Chshad, which some Achronim, Rav Moshe writes about this. It's not agreed upon by all, but Rav Moshe seems to be mechalik between Maris Ayin and Chshad. Maris Ayin could be something that, again, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes Achronim especially use the phrases interchangeably. But let's say it this way. Chshad seems to be an issue of people are going to think that you're doing something wrong. Not that it's going to lead them to do that wrong activity. The Gemara talks about you have two windows on opposite sides of your house in terms of Hanukkah candles. You have to light a menorah on both sides because if you only have it on one side and people on the other side will see, they'll think, oh, you don't light Hanukkah candles. They'll think, oh, you don't have to light Hanukkah candles? No, they'll think that you didn't light. So you're not allowed to do that because you have a responsibility to keep your reputation pristine, right? That's your responsibility, and that's the v'nim sachein v'seich al tov b'nei elokim v'adan. You can't make it hard for people to be down the kavschus. And therefore, you have to light on the other side in situations. That's chshad. Maris ayin often is used in the other way. Maris ayin is used to cases where if you do something and people will know that you're a tzaddik and they'll won't realize that this is a not kosher restaurant. They won't know. They're just going to the bathroom and they'll come to eat there, right? And they'll be misled into those activities, and that's Maris Ayin. There is a discussion in the Ramah in Yoredei at the beginning of the Tfilas Basa V'Chalav about Maris Ayin of Adin D'Rabbanan. Maris Ayin of Adin D'Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simen Pei Zayin in Yoredei Basa V'Chalav. The Ramah there says that the minug is. If that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The halachas of Basa V'Chalav. Basa V'Chalav Midaraisa is only beef, but we know chicken and milk is also usur. Be'achila, but that's not aser b'hana. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ainu noag yel baser behema tohora v'chal behema tohora. Avo baser tohora b'chal tameo. Baser tameo b'chal tohora. Which are b'mishul b'hana. Ubaser chayev oath. The Shulchan Aruch says if you have chicken and milk, afilu b'chal of tohora mutter b'bishul u'b'hana. V'yaf ba'achila ainu aser ela midirabanan. It's aser midirabanan to eat baser oath b'chalav. The Ramah says v'noagu la'asos chalav. Mishkedim, we make almond milk. Ubarichet basar oaf, you could eat basar oaf in almond milk. Hoav eino rak midrabanan, since it's only drabanan, that's allowed. Aval basar behema, if you've been putting beef in your almond milk, yesh lahaniach etzal achalav shkelim, you should put nuts, put almonds next to the milk, mishamaris ha'ayin. The Ramah seems to say that there is only an issue of Maris Ayin when there's a chashah that you're doing an Isser Durabanan. But if you're doing an Isser Durabanan, it is not a problem. And the Achroni here argue on this. If you look here in the Shach and in the Taz and in the other Mefarshim here, they all, the Darkei Tshuva quotes here from Ayin Nachlat Svim, Hashatamal, Marshal, Vashach, Mishra, Rabbanon, Lochai Shinun, Marzah, Rachbunei, Aroim, Avalo, Bachadri, Chadorim, right? So many argue on this, but this is a big discussion of Basar, Marzahin on a Drabana level. Here in our case, Pashtus, it's Marzahin on a Daraisa level, because, you know, we think that Beishami is worried that they think that you're going to fix your roof, and that could be an Isser, Isser Drabana. And that's part one of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah is issues of Maris Ayin. Oh, one other I wanted to mention, that Yechaved Das has a, Rav Avadya has an tshuva about dolls. About, do you have to worry that about a doll, and that's an issue of Avodah Zara, is there a Maris Ayin there? She'ela, he has Yechaved Das, Gimel Salamach Dalet. Ha'im mutar luknos li'adol yiladim bubos ha'asuyos tavnis adam boletes. A doll, right? And if you look at the Gemara, you can't make it Surah Adam, that it's a 3D. Boletus. So he goes through this. So Gary said, Baram calls that, but he has parts of Bolet Lenoi. But dolls that are made for kids to play with and to drag and to put anywhere nearish. There's no problem, especially according to Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Mem Gimel. Shemisbarmi Devarim Shekol Ikar Iser Bezehu Mishum Chshad Avodah Zarah. It's because of Chshad Avodah Zarah. You look at Bubos Hakol Yodim Shein Bozeh Shum Srach Shel Avodah Zarah. There's no Maris Ayin. There's no Chshad there. People know that it has to do with Avodah Zarah. Ubiyuchad Bismanenu, especially in our day. V'lachein Yesh Makom Lahatir. And he quotes some other examples. Another raya, he quotes if it is clear bizman hazeh, and the other quotes achronim, but that's his issue. There's no issue of maris ayin or chshad when it comes to those discussions. Okay, part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is not just a maris ayin issue, but let's say you're going to go to get the chicken that you left there on Erev Yontif. Can you just go there without designating it the day before? So the Mishnah says no, you have to do something. You have to do something. Beishamai Yomrim, lo yitol ela imkein nianea mibod yom. Beishamai says, you're only allowed to go to that chicken coop. Let's say you had the ladder there before Yantif, and it's all ready. But you're only allowed to go take it if you were minanea, if you actively touched it and moved it and designated it before Yantif. This is the one that I want. Ubeisilo Omrim, Beisilo says no. Omed vi omer zevezani notel, you don't have to touch any of them, you can just point to them. You can say that's enough to say, which is the ones that I want. The Gemara in the Bavli suggests that this is an issue of Brera. Of Brera, do we say that once something is designated, do we say that we saw the roots of that already in the past? And Beis Hillel has a more flexible definition of Brera. You have to specify. You have to say Dafka Elu. We'll get to maybe a sheet that says you have to do less than that. But Beis Shammai says you have to do even more than that. It's not just an issue of Breira, it's an issue of Muksa. And therefore, you have to be Menanea. The Bavli has a chilek between Brecha Rishona and the Brecha Shnia. Brecha Rishona, the first brood, as it's called, the chicks have offspring every different times during the year. But the science of the times was that the first brood, the Brecha Rishona, that usually was not taken by the farmer because the mother chick, you know, liked to have those there, and that kept her, you know, her stability, so to speak, and they only took the other one. So if you're gonna want to take from the Brecha Rishona, so we're Choshesh, Beis Shammai is Choshesh, that if you don't touch it before Erev Yontif, do such a Maisa, we're worried, when you're gonna go up there, you're gonna change your mind, and you're not gonna want to take it, you're gonna maybe take other ones. So therefore, you have to do a Maisa to overcome that, right? See the Karbon Eidah? But Brecha Rishona, Mayri, Vesavri, Beis Shammai, Dechashina, and Dilma, Kishakul Hula Machar, once, maybe you're gonna pick it up, and then decide not to. That you will have picked it up, shalol tzarech, muksa. But once you moved it, once you touched it and moved it, then we're not choshesh that you're going to change your mind. And Beis Hillel says we're not gozer, b'dibur ba'al masaki. But the Mefarshim point out, the Bav, the Yerushalmi, does not make that chilek. Could be the Yerushalmi, this has nothing to do with Bracha Brecha Rishona, Brecha Shnia, it's all the same halachas, but this is the chilek. But Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel, who has the more Mekel Shita, that you don't have to be Menanea, He says you have to specify. You have to specify because pashta is the world of breira. Because ein breira, we don't say that once it's designated, oh, this is the one, right? We say ein breira. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about breira a little bit later. But first, we'll continue a little more. Yehuda bar chia nafak lebra, Rabbi Yehuda bar chia. This is said, a form of this story is already said in the Bavli also. Went out of the city and he went to check on his fields. Sha'alun le, and they asked him, Sulum shalaliyah mahu. What if you have a ladder of an attic? Not a ladder of a shovach. Different types of ladders. Or a ladder of, are you allowed to move that around? To go up to your, to attic? Rechayv Kedievsky. La'alos la'aliyah la'asos malechas heter. Right, to go up to get something from your attic. Are you allowed to move around a ladder of an attic? Amalun Shari, yes. Or Yehuda Bar Chia says, yes, it's mutter. Kada also, Gabi Avua, when he came back home to Rabbi Chia heard the story, and he was upset. Amalei, my ma'isa bali yadcha. He says, no, what do you do today? Amar hitartila and sulam shal aliyah. He says, oh, I was matir the sulam of an aliyah. And his father was very upset. His father started arguing at him. He says, no. Right, we know that the halachas in Shulchan Aruch about arguing children on their parents, but parents on the children. You know, if the son did something wrong, the father has to point it out, right? The akim tani kume. So the father brought a kumi. What is that? That's the Haredim says that lashon is right. Ukim amora ale. That's what the Bavli sometimes says. See the Haredim. But Talmud Bavli Omar de Omar lo shiachser sham. He says you have to go back there. V'yasol hem and aser it. V'hainu dekamar hacha v'ukim tani kumi v'tana kemo uki amora ale v'darash. Just like that Bavli lashon. Klomar sha'amar lo shiachser sham im hameturgeman sheyore lo hemisser v'yomar. You have to go back with the meturgeman and say that it's aser. So you have to go back and say to them, "Vatana, Bamed, Varmamurim, Besulam Shal Shovach." When is there a heter? When does Basilo say Mutter Besulam Shal Shovach? Because again, Shovachim is about chicken coops, and that's in the world of heter. Avol Besulam Shal Aliyah Aser, but just go to, up to your attic, right? Everybody would agree. Even Basilo would say that's Aser. So Chia thinks that's more chamor. It's more chamor than a Sulam Shal Shovach. And the Gemara wonders, well, what's the difference between the two? Ma bein sulam shal shovach, ma bein sulam shal aliyah. What's the difference between these types of shovach? So sulam of aliyah, you know, you would think that you're just going to get something in your attic. Why is that more chamor than a sulam shal shovach? So the Gemara has two answers. The answers are about, is it an issue of makom or is it an issue of sug? Makom or sug. So Amar of Yaakov Bar Acha, Sulam Shal Shovach. Why is Sulam Shal Shovach more makel? Sulam Shal Shovach im asa hu milakto me'es mokachishin hein. Sulam Shal Shovach is, if you would have gone up, if you would have gone to get these chicks yesterday, they would be weak. Meaning every day they get stronger and stronger and more plump and they're better for you. So if you go up yesterday, it's like, e'ef shel la'asos me'erav yantif. They would be weak. See the Karmana Eda. You couldn't have done it yesterday. You left them there od yom echad k'deishi yigdalu. You left them there one more day in order to get big. But sulam shel aliyah, back to the Gemara, yachu lasos matum yesmol. What are you schlepping around this ladder for? To get something from your attic? You could have done that yesterday. Therefore, the Gemara says, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha says, that's why it's more chamor, because sulam shel shovach, you couldn't have done yesterday, sulam shel aliyah, you could have done. That's day number one. By the way, just parenthetically, this reminds us a little bit, we mentioned this back in the Hakdama of the Masechta, we spoke about Melecha Zochel Nefesh, right? Which Melecha Zochel Nefesh are mutter on Yantev and which not? We mentioned, are all mutter? You could drive to the store to get food. Generally, we don't say that. You can't, Harisha and Kitzira, picking a fruit off of the tree, you can't do that. So you imagine, according to the Rambam, it sounds like everything's mutter midaraisa, it's only asked midarabanan. But according to other Rishonim, no, there are limits even to araisa. The language of the Yerushalmi will see milisha ve'elach, only from lisha. So maybe that means there's a me'iri that explain that to mean only kitchen food preparation, not malachas that are usually done in bulk out in the fields. That's not included in malachas ochal nefesh. But Rashi, the beginning of the third parak, right, daf chav gimel in the Bavli, but beginning of Perek Ein Sadin. So Rashi says there, Achronim quoted, E'efshar lasos me'erav yantif. If you couldn't have done it me'erav yantif, so that's, because what's the issue there? The issue is Ein Sadin. Right? What about trapping? Trapping. The Mishnah there says you can't trap certain fish from the Bibrin, or Nobzov, Otsadin, Chayva, Ofos, Ben HaBibrin, different types of Tseda. So the Gemara there, if you look in the Karban Eida there, I just have it this open now. Why can't you trap the fish on Yantif? Why are these limitations? Shchita, Fia, Bishol, those are all mutter, Lutzorach Yantif. So why is there a limit of Tseida? So the Karban Eida there says, Tseida Damyala Kitsira, Vikitsira Lohutra Biyantif. Tseida, interesting, we'll have to talk about this. Tseida is like kotzer. You're taking it out of its natural habitat. You're cutting it off from its nutrients. So that's what's allowed. But if you look at Rashi there, here in the Bavli, here, the first Rashi in the Perek, Ein Sadin Dagim, Afa Gav Deshchita V'Afia U'Bishol Me'Avos Malach V'Zein V'Jol Zorach Yantif, Taima Mishum De'i Efshar Me'erav Yantif. V'Shchita Chayish L'Mechar Bishar, because Shchita, we're worried if you do it yesterday, the meat's going to go bad. Pen Yischameim V'Yasriach, Aval Tzeda Efshar L'Tzud Mibod Yom, V'Yanicha B'Matzoto B'Mayim, V'Lo Yomus L'Machar Yitzluhu, where you could have trapped the fish before. So it sounds like Rashi's saying that even on a Daraisa level, there's a chilik between Efshar and E-Efshar, right, which is the chilik that the Gemara makes here. Tosfos isn't happy with that. He quotes Rashi and he says, V'Lo Nihira, right, he says he thinks that chilik of Efshar or E-Efshar is only a chilik within Machshire Ochol Nefesh, not actual Ochol Nefesh, not actual Ochol Nefesh. So he likes the Rashmi Shinon, he quotes earlier, he refers back to what Tosfos said in Daf Gimel in Beitza, Damyala Kitsira, right, which is what the Karban Eida quoted here as well. Okay, back to our Gemara. So what's the difference between an Aliyah of a Shovach and Aliyah of a Sulam of a Shovach and a Sulam of an Aliyah? So the first day, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says, well, it depends. A Shovach, you could have done that. You couldn't have done that beforehand. And an Aliyah, you could have done that before. So it's basically totally on the Makom. If you're going to a Shovach, there's no issue. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, second day up, it's a different type of ladder. Sulam shel shovach yachal hulam or lava lasos malachto. Sulam of a shovach is a smaller ladder. It's more handleable. You could stand on the ladder and you could do your malacha. And it's not terchi yaseira. Sulam shel aliyah eno yachal lam or lava lasos malachto. Sulam of an aliyah, it's not noach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, eno noach lasos malachto eitzal shovach. Right, to use this for a shovach, it's very, you wouldn't be able to. The gavoa tuva, it's very high. And if people see it, they're going to think, oh, you used that for your roof, because your roof is all the way up high, you need a really tall ladder. So that's the machlokas. Again, why is a sulam of an aliyah more chamur? Either because you should have done that yesterday, or because it's very tall, and people are going to think that you are going to do your roof. So Gemara quotes, Tu nafkamina, right? There's even a girsa that some have, Maibinayu. Tu nafkamina, between these two reasons. So number one, Sulam shal shovach shehu ole bo la'aliyah. What if you're using the smaller ladder, the sulam of a shovach, but you're going to using it for your attic? Using it for your attic. So again, that's the Karban Eida says that's the ikibinayu, because you're going to, your aliyah, so if you go by the makom, you go by the aliyah, the Rabbi Yossi Barbun, I'll read the Karban Eida, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, who was the one that gave the second shita, the lekach shash haroim shay sovrim the letzorach umetaltlo. He goes by the type. Rabbi Yossi Barbun goes by the type. So here you have a sulam of a shovach, and people are going to think, oh, that's a doable, handleable type. Therefore, there's not going to be any mara sign. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha also shay lo lasos measbo. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha sees you going to the attic, you should have done that before, and so it would be Marasayin. And the other way, Sulam Shaliyah, Shula Olabola Shovach, if you use this big, tall ladder, but you're putting it up next to the Shovach. So, according to the first day, it's not a problem because, you couldn't have done that yesterday. People are going to realize, Shovach, you had to get it only today. But if it's, go by the type, so that type, people are going to have their shashos. Period. Next. Beishamay Omrim, Lo Yitol Olam Kenanianam, Bibod Yom, the second half of the Mishnah. Right, that was about the Breira issues. Beishamai says, well, part of it was the Breira issues. Beishamai says you have to go up and move the little chicks. Nia nia mi bodyom. So michla vashitasi the Beishamai. So this seems to be, there's going to be a steer within Beishamai. We're going to see, we're going to steer between Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer, who seems to be a Talmud of Beishamai. So descending Taman, we learned in the Mishnah later on here in our Masecht of Odom, Rabbi Eliezer, Omid Adam Alamukse, if somebody has, remember we spoke about the drying fruit that is first becomes putrid as they dry out, and then they started to get a little bit ra'ui. So once they start to get a little bit ra'ui, so Rabbi Elazar says, you could stand up and point. Omed ala muksa, you could stand next to the designated drying fruit, Erev Shabbos b'Shvias, Erev Shabbos and Shvias. Why that detail is important, we'll have to see later on. Va'omer mikana niocha l'machar. And Rabbi Elazar says, you could point and say, this is where I'm eating from. Meaning, you don't have to actually handle them. One second, who's talking here? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer lav shamutihu. Isn't Rabbi Eliezer shamuti? What does shamuti here mean? Pashtus, Talmud of Beishamai. And therefore, you see in our Mishnah, Beishamai says you have to actually handle them to remove the muksa status. And over there, you don't have to actually handle them. You can just point to them. So isn't that a stira? So before we get to the shamuti, so what's the answer? Chomer hu b'davar sheish b'ruachayim. No, it's more chamor. Animals and drying fruit, there's a difference. Animals are more chamor. They're more muksa, and therefore you have to do more to undo the status of muksa. If you look in the Charedim here, summarizes the discussion in the Rishonim. There is a Rashi. It's a Rashi that says that whenever we say shamuti, that means he was put in cherem. And Tosfos finds that impossible. Tosfos and Nida Dav Zayin, the Rebbe Elazar were so machbit for Rebbe Elazar's coven. And we call him a shamuti, we call him the banned one, the excommunicated one. No. Shamuti means Talmud Beishamai. Look at the Sefer Charedim. Rebbe Elazar lav shamutihi, mitalmidei Beishamai, ubechlal Beishamai hoya Rebbe Eliezer. He was within Beishamai. I think we had a couple of weeks ago, we pointed out that maybe there's a Tosfos that maybe he was within Beis Hillel, but then he was towards the Shitas of Beishamai. Mikana talomeid, it says the Charedim. Mashem amar mekama talmud bavli, what it says a few times in the Talmud Bavli. Rebbe Elazar shamutihi, hachi pirusha. Ukid departu asim betosfos, like Tosfos and Shabbos koflamid. And need the Dav Zayin, delo kemad de pirish hasam, not like Rashi says there, dahainu she birchuhu b'tanur shalachna. Shamuti means they put him in cherem based on the tanur shalachna isugya in Bamitzia Nuntes. V'chalila she yaskir ha-talmud kach. Chas v'shalom, that the Talmud would just give a nickname to Rebbe Elazar like that. V'afila bimkomo, b'lashen bracha amru. Even in that story of tanur shalachna, it didn't use the word shamta. Didn't want to use the word mamish shamta of excommunication, right? It uses the euphemism. Use the euphemism of Barchuhu. Right, look at that, the Gemara again. Remember the Machlokes, where Rebbe Elazar is arguing about a certain oven, whether it is Mutter or Atame or Toma Kapotoma or not Makapotoma, and the we haven't read this in a while. Tana Ba'osu Ayom Hezer Rebbe Elazar called Shuba Shabolam Lokiblu Mimenu. Rebbe Elazar gave all the titles in the world. And then the other Rabbanim accepted. Amalem, Emalacha Gamosi Charev Zeyochiach. If I'm right, then this carob tree should prove that I'm right. Ne'ekar Charev Mi Mekomo Meya Ama Va'Amrila Arba Meos Ama. The carob tree jumps and goes to the other side. Amrulo Emevin Raya Mena Charev. Don't bring me any Rayas from carob trees. Chazur Rabbi Emalacha Gamosi Amasamayim Yochichu. The water will show that I'm right. And Chazur Amasamayim Lachareim. The water goes back upstream. Amrulo Emevin Raya Mena Amasamayim. The Ben Yoyad and the other Achronim, the Mefarshi Agada, go through the steps. What's added by tree and then water, and then of course, Kosli Beis HaMedrash Yochichu, Hidukos HaMedrash Lipo, Garb Hem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, what's it your business to get involved? Im Tamidi Chacham Im Naskim Zezah Bahalacha, Atem Mativchem, Lo Naflu Medik Fodesh Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Zakfu Medik Fodesh Rabbi Eliezer. So they stood there. These walls were half up, half not up. And then this is the key line. Im Halacha Kamosi Min HaShemayim Yochichu. If I'm right, Min HaShemayim will show that I'm right. Yatza Baskol V'Amra, Malach HaMetz Rabbi Lezer, Salach HaKamosa V'chol Makom. The Baskol goes like Rabbi Lezer. Amar Rabbi Shoah, Ragla V'Amar, Lo BaShemayim Hi. Shekvar Nin Natura Mi Har Sinai, Einonu Mashkichem B'Baskol, Shekvar Kasafta B'Har Sinai, B'Tora, Achere Rabim Lahatos. So that's the famous Rabbi Yeshua, Lo BaShemayim Hi. So what happened? Asher Blat Nerebasin Aliyahu, Nitzchuni B'ni, Nitzchuni B'ni. And then it says, Amru Oso Hayom Heviu Kol Tara Tatir Rabbi Elazar. On that day, they brought all the Taras that Rabbi Elazar says that were Tahar, Visarfim Ba'esh, V'ninu Alav, Ubirchuhu. That's the word. Ubirchu, says the Charedim, based on Tosfos. Even in that Gemara itself, which talks about the Shamta, it doesn't say the word Shamta. It says Birchuhu, the euphemism, so that we don't really insult Rabbi Eliezer. So Shamta cannot mean put in cherem. It must mean Talmid Beis Shammai. Just a ha'ara, right? The Tosfos says it can't be that we have covered for Rebbe Elazar. Tosfos says that there are two other sources, right? Tosfos there in Bamitzia discusses the question of the Rishonim. Why by this Baskol we don't listen, and yet by the Baskol of Erevin Yud Gimel Halacha Kibes Hillel we do listen. So what's the difference between the two Baskols? Says Tosfos Bamitzia Nuntes. V'hada Amar Halacha Kibes Hillel Mishum De Yatsa Baskol Shiny Hacha. Two answers. Number one. Shebalachlo kal divrei Torah, the baskol by Metzia Nuntes, that's a baskol against the halacha, against the rabbim. Tichsev achar rabbim lahatos. So a baskol against the rabbim we don't hold of. Aval hasam by the other baskol by Beis Shammai Hillel adarava Beis Hillel ruba ilav da havi mesafka lani azlin basar ruba b'shun to Beis Shammai have a charifi. They weren't sure whether you go by sharpness or rabbim, and the baskol said answer that question. The ode lo yatsa baskol el mishum kvoda de Rabbi Eliezer. She'amar min ha-shamayim yochichu. Also, or, by Beis Shammai's Hillel, that's a real baskol. But over here, it wasn't a real baskol. It was just a baskol for the coveter of Eliezer. Because after all, Eliezer said, I'll show you that I'm right. What Hashem was going to leave him high and dry and embarrass him and not bring a baskol. So that's why that baskol wasn't a real baskol. That baskol, so Hashem said the baskol because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Also, there's a gemara. So where did Tosfos get this idea from? It could be Tosfos in the back of their minds. Tosfos remembers the Tainus Chaf Hema Beis, where the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Eliezer davening for rain. Gemara with Rabbi Eliezer davened, and nothing happened, right? Gazar Shalosh Esri Tainus Alat Sibra V'lo Yaduk Shamim. Bachori Yitzchir Eser V'lo Atzeis. Rabbi Eliezer davened, and nothing rained. There was no rain. And he said, Esra Ma'arba Brachos. And then after, Rabbi Kiva got up and said a very short tefillah, Avinu Malkeinu Elonu Melech HaLa'ata. Avinu Malkeinu Luman Charachim Aleinu. Yarduk Shamim, Havi Miranidi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan started questioning. Oh, wow, Rabbi Kiva got rain right away. Rabbi Lezer didn't get rain. Oh, maybe he's not such a tzaddik. Yotetz a baskol v'yamra, lo mepesh zeh gadol mizeh. A baskol went out because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. Don't think that Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. He just excels in a certain midah. Shezeh maver al midosav, zeh einu maver al midosav. So again, that's another example where a baskol went out to protect the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what Tosfos says there. And that's what the Haredim says here, that don't think that Shamta, most argue on that Rashi, that Shamta is Shamuti, means that he was put in a Chayrim. No, it just means he was Talmud Beis Shammai. So again, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, there's no this stira between Rabbi Eliezer, Talmud Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai. So the answer is animals are more Chamar. Good. Next stira, Beis Hillel Omrim. Omei v'omer zevazani notel. Next year, our Mishnah says that Beis Hillel says you go up and you specify. You don't have to touch, but you have to point to and say, I'm going to take those chicks tomorrow. So Mikla Vashitas and the Rabbanan. The Tanina Taman, because the Rabbanan over there in that Mishnah that we just quoted later on, the Rabbanan argue, Rebbe Eliezer had said, you have to go up and designate and say, from here I'm eating tomorrow. What do the Chachamim say there? Chachamim Omrim, you don't have to be so specific. You could just say, this general area I'm going to take from. So what's the stira? V'halcha ina amri halchin, and here you say this. So again, the way that the Pnei Moshe and the Chaim Kineski says that over there, you could just say, from this area I'm going to take. But in our mission, it sounds like, no, you have to be medactic. You have to be medic. This one and this one, right? It's more specified in our case. Maybe in our case, we're holding Ein Breira, and over there, Yesh Breira. So Od inun is lahon chomer hu b'davar sheish ba ruachayim. So the answer is that just like Beis Shammai says, there's a chumra by yesh ba ruachayim, and that's why he's more machmir in our case. So to Beis Hillel, both Beis Hillel say that you don't have to touch it, but he's more as a higher level of standard in our Mishnah because of the ruachayim. All right, Yossi Barbun Levi. Makash al shovche, he had the most mekel sheet. Levi should just take a stick and knock on the shovach. V'omer yiskali shovchi lamachar. That was already it. He was ready. Mizake, I'm going to my shovach tomorrow. That's all I need to do. With the carbon eida, makash al shovach. V'omer yiskali shovchi sagi lebeis hillel. That's enough. V'netzorach lomar zev zeh ani notel. You don't even have to specify even by animals. The kimach hisman kulo shovach muter b'kulan. You could just be mazmin all of them. So is that saying that holding Yesh Breira, or that saying they're all Muzman? They're all Muzman, and therefore you can take all of them if you want. So you don't have to say that Rabbi Yossi Barbun, his report of Levi was that, Yesh Breira. He got hold of Aim Breira, but you're being Mazmin, all of them. Getting the Sugya Breira is a, as we know, a huge topic. Just one Makkah, if you want one Makkah, and that's the Ran at the beginning of Perek HaShutfin, where the Ran discusses the steerers between whether you hold of Yesh Breira, Aim Breira. It seems like that, that the Mishnah there, holds Yesh Breira, because the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Zimun Yaakov Shita. The Mishnah, the big, Hashut, first Mishnah, Hashutfin. Hashutfin Shenodru Hana Zamizeh. If you have two people that own a field, so, and they're Mudru Hana from each other, so could they walk into the field? So the Tanakhama says no. Rabbi Elazar says yes. Rabbi Zimun Yaakov says Zen Nechnas L'Toch Shalom, Zen Nechnas L'Toch Shalom. And the Gemara says there, that's totally because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaakov says Yesh Breira. And we hold like Rabbi Elazar. That's that long run on Mem Heim Abeis in Nedarim. I don't understand. So we hold Yesh Breira, but there are many other sugyas that tell us that we hold of Ein Breira. So you have to be Mechalik. Do you say Daraisa Durabanan? Do you say, Tali Bedas Aswa, Tali Bedas Achirim? Do you say one of them doesn't really, mean Breira? Do you say this Breira is very different, different cases? Again, so that Ron has four different opinions, about being Mechalik between different cases of Breira. Okay, we'll stop here.